A special counsel will take over two of the Justice Department's investigations into former President Donald Trump. One, of sensitive documents found at his home in Mar-a-Lago, and two, his role in seeking to overturn the 2020 election on January 6th. The Attorney General, Merrick Garland, named Jack Smith as special counsel. Until now, Smith has been chief prosecutor at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Here's Garland.
Appointing a special counsel at this time is the right thing to do. The extraordinary circumstances presented here demand it. Mr. Smith is the right choice to complete these matters in an even-handed and urgent manner.
Joining us is Ryan Lucas. He covers the Justice Department for NPR. Ryan, hello.
Hi, Scott.
Extraordinary circumstances. What struck you about what Merrick Garland said?
Well, it's extraordinary that we have, a third special counsel now in the span of 5 or 6 years. That is extraordinary. I think what I found very interesting in Garland's comments, though, is a bit about the timing of this. He said that the fact that former President Trump has just announced that he intends to run for a president again in 2024, and of course, the man who appointed Garland as Attorney General, Joe Biden, has also stated his intentions to run in 2024. And so Garland said that contributed to the need, he thought, to have a special counsel overseeing these investigations to give this public sense of independence and credibility to these investigations, because that is something that, of course, has always been paramount in Garland's mind in any investigation, but certainly in politically sensitive and highly charged investigations like the ones that we're talking about.
Yeah. I guess in political reality, will this be seen as above the political fray by each side?
I think that this country right now is so divided that it's difficult to see a situation in which there's any candidate that Garland could have named as special counsel that Republicans, for example, would think is an unbiased special counsel. I think that there's really a sense among Republicans that this Justice Department is out to get President Trump. We've heard those accusations from Republicans in the House. They've not put forward a ton of evidence to support that claim, but that's certainly their line in public. So I think Garland is trying to kind of thread the needle here and present to a broad swath of the public this idea that the Justice Department is set on having an independent and unbiased investigation into the actions of the former president.
Now, the man Merrick Garland chose is Jack Smith, career prosecutor who has worked on high-level political crimes. Long resume. Tell us a little about him.
So Smith started his career in the district attorney's office in New York, actually, and then moved over to be a assistant U.S. attorney in the Eastern District of New York out of Brooklyn, prosecuting cases there for several years. He took over the public integrity section at the Justice Department in 2010. That section works on public corruption and election-related crimes. He ran that section for 5 years. For the past couple years, he's actually worked as the top prosecutor at the Special Court in The Hague, investigating war crimes related to Kosovo. So he has a long and lengthy resume, certainly someone who's seen as a steady hand. But as we were talking about earlier, whether that's going to be enough to satisfy Republicans, of course, is another matter.
As special counsel, will Jack Smith have any specific additional authority, additional autonomy that would be different from a DOJ prosecution?
Well, he's going to have the independence to pursue these investigations as he sees fit. And these are two very important investigations, and Garland outlined specifically what that was. The first is the investigation into whether anybody or entity unlawfully interfered in the transfer of power after the 2020 election or the certification of the Electoral College vote on January 6th. Mm-hmm. And then the second one, of course, is the investigation into the mishandling of classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. And those are two huge investigations, of course, that have just kind of hovered over this Justice Department. And it's something that, he's going to have to move swiftly. And it's something that Garland, in his statement, was very cognizant of, saying that Smith will get started right away. And he believes that this is not going to slow those investigations down.
Ryan Lucas covers the Justice Department for NPR. Ryan, thank you.
Thank you.